Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, we're coming to the end of a long weekend, long holiday weekend, maybe a four-day weekend. If you took Friday off, obviously Thursday, we celebrated Thanksgiving in a variety of ways out there around the country, I'm sure. Some with the nuclear family only, some maybe ventured out and went a little broader, but hopefully you had some good quality time with your family, time to relax. You know, like I said, maybe a four-day weekend, and we're coming to the end of it. Tomorrow's a work day, and you're probably thinking, man, I could really go for another couple days, maybe another long weekend like that. I'm here to tell you, you can do that. You can do that if you can buy back your time, right? That's the key. Buy back your time so you're not reliant on your employer by creating passive income, right? That's what we talk about on this show, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We do that by buying rental houses and buying apartments. We build that cash flow. We create wealth and thereby buy back our time. Now, there's some hurdles. There are some things that are holding you back. We're going to get to that in today's show. As for us, the Webs, yeah, we got out. We did our Thanksgiving Day tradition. It was scaled back considerably. We did travel out to East Texas, visited grandma. In-laws were there. Very small group, actually. We did it outside. Set up a large table outside, fairly well spaced out. Used the tailgate of my pickup as the serving buffet. So it was great weather. Had it been today, would not have gone so well. Wet, cold, miserable in the 40s. But Thursday was a beautiful day. And if your family's anything like ours, you know, we sit around the table and we say something as part of the Thanksgiving dinner, something that we're thankful for, right? Something that we are grateful for, friends, family, good health, you know, that sort of good stuff. And you may have done the same. And what I know that real estate investors that I'm acquainted with, folks that I know are thankful for, things maybe that would have been front of mind for them, I'm going to tell you about that. And keep in mind, some of these are investors that have just started in the last year, right? Maybe just picked up a handful of houses. Or they may have gotten, I don't know, into their first few multifamily deals as a passive investor. Or maybe they've been at it longer. You know, we've been doing this 8-9 years. We know a lot of folks that are up to 50 plus houses or that are operating a handful of apartments as what we call lead investors. They're the deal brokers putting together the projects. It doesn't matter though. You know, they all share some of these, what I'm going to call maybe benefits of real estate investing that they would certainly be thankful for. There's a handful. First and foremost, though, like I mentioned a minute ago, buying back your time, there's that extra disposable income. Right. Think about that stimulus check you got at the start of the year. That was extra income for you. Maybe that goes, you know, to covering your rent. Maybe they're using it to cover their rent or mortgage. You know, I've got a good buddy. He doesn't own his own home. He is a renter himself with 18, 20 units. Plus he's in, I don't know how many multifamily deals. So he uses his income to cover his pay, you know, his monthly rent, among other things. We do it to cover our mortgage, utilities, car payments. All of those expenses that we have, right? And on top of that, we've got some extra disposable income, and we're thankful for that. It helps us out, right? It helps us do these things that we like to do. Helps us have peace of mind, something else we're thankful for. You know, that extra cash flow right now during the pandemic. Whew, that gives you a huge peace of mind, doesn't it? The investors, I know they're very thankful for that. And of course, that cash flow, that buys back that time. This is a big one. They have bought back their time. They don't have to wait for a holiday like we just had to have a long weekend. Their passive income, it meets their expenses. Those are covered. Maybe it meets their job income if they're no longer working, what they once upon a time did make, right? And then some, right? There's that extra disposable on top. So now they've bought back their time and they're thankful because they've got time to spend with the kids or the grandkids, right? My son and I, we do zoo days during the week. We do RV travel to state or national parks with him. time to travel. I've got a couple of buddies. They're always somewhere off in the world. I'll reach out. Hey, let's go grab a pizza. Let's go see what's going on with your business, exchange, you know, notes, that sort of thing. They're in Alaska. They're in Montana. They're in Florida. They're all over the place. Fortunately, they swing back through it from time to time. Time to travel. Very thankful for that. Better health. More time to work out. More time, more cash to afford a trainer to get you into gear. A mentor of sorts. Very important, right? And thinking longer term, very thankful to be on that path to build a legacy. Building a future for our kids. Maybe they've done that already. Some of those multifamily investors out there in 10, 20, 30 deals, passive investors, they're there. They've built a future for their kids, even their kids' kids. They've built generational wealth. Very thankful for that. And finally, community and charity. Community, not least of which is our investor community, especially here at Lifestyles Unlimited. The community is a very close network. Very thankful for that. And of course, charity, with more time and more disposable income, we're able to give more of both, right? Both in terms of time volunteering and money to our favorite charities. All kinds of great benefits that come with real estate investing that every investor I know has achieved some or all of these and is certainly thankful. Now, if you're just thinking about getting into real estate investing and you're hearing these, for lack of a better term, benefits, things that come with that, right? Things that we're shooting for and achieving. If real estate investing can yield all of these wonderful results, why don't more people do it? Why don't more people do it? Two things. Two common limiters that hold a lot of people back. Fear. Fear is a big one. You know, you have all kinds of things you're afraid of, things that you hear about, fears that build up in your mind. It's huge. And parallel to that, you may have something called a scarcity mindset. Those two overlap to a degree in places, but there's more to having a scarcity mindset. And since we did, you know, in light of the Thanksgiving holiday, that's what I want to focus on today, is getting from that scarcity mindset to one of abundance. It's a big mindset shift that will get you over those hurdles and allow you to get into enjoying the fruits of your labor and the benefits of real estate investing that I just named for you. So stay tuned.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, we're going to address one of the big mental hurdles that is getting in your way of becoming a successful real estate investor. It may even be getting in your way of even starting. Right? There are two big hurdles. I'm going to give you those here in a second. First, I want to give you the number. If you do have any questions today, give us a call. It's a live show. The number is 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335. Or send me an email, askandy@luinc.com. I do check those during the breaks. I can maybe get that covered during the show. Again, that's askandy@luinc.com. And if not during the show, I'll get back to you for sure. And, you know, in the first segment, I just told you some of the benefits essentially of real estate investing that any real estate investor I know that's made it, you know, a good way down the path is going to tell you that they're thankful for. And that's going to be, you know, extra disposable income. Maybe you're not fully retired, that investor, but you've gotten 5-6 houses under your belt that are throwing off $2,500, $3,000 a month. That's giving you that extra disposable income because you're still working, right? In fact, I love that because now you're shooting from two barrels. You've got that regular job money coming in the door plus your passive investment monthly cash flow. Huge deal. Huge deal. You'll find yourself going very, very fast when you're doing that. But that extra disposable income is huge. Peace of mind that comes along with that, especially right now. I mean, with the pandemic and job loss and high unemployment, the peace of mind is tremendous. And time. Time is a limited resource. That's the one you're not going to ever get back. And we're buying back our time so that we have more control of that. Some of us are retiring. Well, now we've got the time to spend with the kids and the grandkids and the charities that we support, volunteering, traveling. And we enjoy better health. We're less stressed. We've got more time to work out. Do all those things that we plan to do. Just never had the time before. Well, now you do. These are things we're thankful for as investors, but there are two things holding you back. Fear is one of those, and a scarcity mindset is the other. And I'm going to start by looking at an article with you. This was in Forbes about mid-year this year. The author is Caroline Castrillon, and she publishes in the career section specifically. So some of what she references or quotes in here may be career specific. But she's given us five ways to go from a scarcity mindset to abundance mindset. That's the name of the article, in fact. And she cites some quantitative research, right? Typically, you're going to hear qualitative, more anecdotal stuff around this idea of shifting from scarcity to abundance. But there is quantitative research that backs that up as well. Psychologists, for example, have studied children, and those that have what they're calling here a growth mindset, that intelligence can be developed, not necessarily just inherited, that they're better able to overcome challenges in the academic environment, right? There have been studies around this. Studies around adults that have a more positive view of their own life expectancy tend to live longer, 7.5 years longer, as it were, in one study. So there is some quantitative analysis out there as well. More importantly, though, I think for you is a book. And the term scarcity mentality versus abundance mentality or mindset were coined by a guy named Stephen Covey. He wrote a book called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and you'll see those terms in there. And scarcity mentality simply means people that they see life or any given situation as a limited or a finite pie. So if that guy over there takes a bigger piece of the pie, that leaves a smaller piece for you. But it's not that way. But that's how people typically view it. It is limited. We want to get you from that standpoint to one of abundance, where you see the world as it actually is, a pie that can grow, that you can grow. And the problem with the scarcity mentality is that it's going to stop you from achieving your goals, because like I said, you're probably just not even going to start. Whereas that abundance mindset helps you to understand, helps you to realize that there is, in fact, plenty out there. So let's start with the 5 ways. And again, Stephen Covey, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. If you haven't read that, I know my library has several copies. Yours probably does too. Or go get that online, listen to an Audible version, whatever you need to do. I'm going to call that required reading. Okay, so go check that out. So number one, 5 ways to go from that scarcity to an abundance mindset. Number one, focus on what you have. Focus on what you have. Now, in her example here, again, she's focusing on career. She's citing, common phrases she hears. There aren't enough good jobs out there. I don't have enough skills. There's too much competition. She turns that on its head by thinking things like, hey, wow, I've got 25 years of marketing experience. That's a huge asset, right? Over the last X number of years, I've made these number of contacts that will help me, right? Your network is your net worth, essentially, right? So networking is huge. But that aside, think about the positive side of the coin. In real estate, if I apply this to real estate, I hear quite often, the market's too hot, the prices are too high, there just simply aren't enough properties out there. That's one of those scarcity phrases or mindsets that I hear. The other typically common is, I just don't have enough money. I don't have enough capital. So two things you can do. How do you, if you find yourself thinking in those terms, what do you do? How do you counteract that? Well, let's start with the finances side of it. First of all, what we did is we sat down with a mentor. We provided built a personal financial statement, gave that to them. They sat down with us and we looked at that together and they said, hey, well, look at this 401k investment funds, things that you think you can't apply or can't use that you can, so the picture broadened for us. So that's one thing you can do to get away from that scarcity mindset is to talk to people, mentors that have gone down the path already. They may have begun in a place of scarcity as well and learned to overcome that. Look at the bigger picture, and there are people out there that can help you do that. As far as the common complaint, I guess, that I hear that, hey, there's just not enough, there aren't enough houses out there. There's not enough multifamily deals out there. I'll tell you one thing you can do. You've got to come to one of our case studies. This is a place where you go and you see what others are doing. You hear their stories, essentially. Right? A single family investor will get up there. Maybe they're in the San Antonio market. Maybe they're here in the Dallas-Fort Worth market where I am, or in Houston, Arizona, somewhere nationally, right? We've got, I'm looking at the coming calendar for December. I see a case study in Seattle, Washington, right? We are national now. But the key thing is going to these case studies and hearing that single family investor talk about a deal they just did. Oh, you just did a deal? Yeah, the deals are there. You with your scarcity mindset don't quite see that. But as you attend these events, these sort of networking events, case studies, and so on, you start to see that, well, the picture's not exactly as I imagined it. And here's a very firm example by way of the case study. Single family investor did a house, did three houses, did five houses, whatever it is. They present the numbers. They help you understand. But more importantly, you see that the opportunity is, in fact, there. That's one way. Just one way to help you get from that scarcity mindset and start to shift to abundance. I'll tell you a little bit later when we come back from the break how you can attend one of our case studies. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We'll be right back.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today we are trying to shift you from a mindset of scarcity to one of abundance in light of the recent Thanksgiving holiday. Hopefully it was an abundant holiday for you. Hopefully you were able to see the family you wanted to see. If you traveled, hopefully everyone was safe. You got home okay. But in line with that holiday, I do want to focus on that common limiting mindset, really, for people that want to get started in investing, and that's scarcity. Another big mindset hurdle that a lot of folks have to get over, myself included, eight, nine years ago, is big gobs of fear. That's a whole show unto itself. Tenants, taxes, toilets, everything else that you're scared of. But scarcity is a whole different issue. And we're working through an article here, five ways to go from scarcity to abundance. Now, this is written for folks that are in the career, you know, looking at career changes, that sort of thing. But we're going to apply that to real estate. And I think there are good things to think about. And number one, we've broached already, that's focus on what you have. Right. And commonly I see the scarcity mindset. The concern that folks have is that I just don't have enough money. Right. Number one, you don't have the education. You may not understand how easy it is to get into, say, a single family house. Probably not as much cash involved as you might be thinking. But other than that, sometimes you're just not aware of what you do have. That's where my wife and I, you know, 8, 9 years ago, sat down with a mentor and they helped peel back a little bit, say, hey, here, you know, you've got this over here in that IRA or whatever else, right, that is available, right? It helps you focus on what's available. Now, that's a bigger picture for real estate, you know, more moving from scarcity to abundance. Obviously, the notion of focusing on what you have as opposed to what you do not have, right, just is positive versus negative, right? Glass half full rather than empty. Now, number two, she says, surround yourself with people that have an abundance mentality already. Hey, great advice. Great advice. And just ahead of the break, I was telling you about a case study as a great place to go to address some of that scarcity mindset you may have around, for example, lack of inventory, lack of properties to buy, you know, houses or apartments. And the case study, you know, I've been going to these for years, locally here in DFW, in person, right, at a local office. Well, since the pandemic arrived, we've been doing these online. And the beautiful thing there is I'm attending them across the nation. I don't just have to go to the one here in Irving. I talk about abundance, right? I've been seeing what folks are doing in San Antonio and Houston. I told you ahead of the break as well. There's one coming up in Seattle. So if you're sitting on the coast and you're thinking to yourself, man, this model, you know, I love it. It sounds great what Lifestyles is talking about, especially focusing on cash flow, but that doesn't work where I am. Well, it may not work where you are. If you're in Seattle, it probably doesn't work. If you're in California, if you're in New York, it probably doesn't work. Well, right here, I'm looking at a case study. It's case studies for remote single family investing. And this is going to be done online. This is out of the Seattle area. Great, great information. Shows you that there is an opportunity out there. Again, shifting from scarcity to abundance mindset. And then again, as part of these case studies, you're hearing from folks, right, that are doing this. Think of that as surrounding yourself, in this case, with those people that have an abundance mindset. Outside of pandemic era, right, we'd be going into the offices and meeting with people, shaking hands, fist bump, whatever, and hearing their stories and learning that way and getting to know folks. Right now we're doing this online, although I do see that I was looking at the Financial Freedom live stream website. It looks like we've got some online dates for our two-day seminar. We do this over 2 days and now 4 days, in fact, and we've got an in-person one coming up in Nashville, Tennessee. So if you want to learn more about the Financial Freedom Program, that does give you access to those case studies that I was talking about. Go to financialfreedomlivestream.com. And good news here is that the membership is extended now. It's a family membership. It's for 2 years instead of just one, just $297. So that's a huge, huge discount. You want to use the promo code SAVEBIG. It's written together when you register. But register for those financial freedom seminars. That'll give you the education you need to understand the numbers, right? To understand how the deals work, to understand what I just said about, well, it's probably going to take a little less cash than maybe you thought. And then that'll also get you access to the case studies, which I think is a huge piece for simple inspiration. Okay. So gives you that. That's where you go to get yourself surrounded, right? By those people that have abundance mindset. Let's flip the coin. Scarcity, right? As it comes to real estate, you know, you probably have relatives. You know, I've got them. They dabbled, right? That uncle that dabbled in real estate, but he did it wrong and failed. And now you hear the stories, the war stories. It was brutal. He lost money. We don't do that at Lifestyles Unlimited. We follow the right roadmap. We follow the right model. Best product, best price, fix everything up front. But here you're listening to your uncle who failed, and he's pushing you into that scarcity mindset. Or maybe you've got a friend. I see it happen a lot. They move, they keep the house, you know, some McMansion out in the suburbs or out rural on a plot of land that's too big for anybody to manage, right? They try to rent that out and they have difficulty. It's not the right model. But you hear their woes and you move into that, or stay firmly planted in that scarcity mindset. Those case studies are going to help you get out of that and find that abundance mentality. You know, I went to a case study a few weeks ago. It was broadcast out of San Antonio, and the couple, since the start of the pandemic, I believe they joined in March of this year, they bought 10 houses. So don't tell me there's not enough inventory out there, because there absolutely is. They gave some of their numbers good numbers. So the opportunity is there. And well, let me mention one other thing. You know, surrounding yourself with people that have an abundance mindset. Boy, we are planning our Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo for 2021. It's going to be at the end of April, April 29th through May 1st. This year, 2020, and we had that in February, 5,000 or so members, or investors rather, attended, both members and non-members alike. And talk about surrounding yourself with people, successful investors, right? They have that abundance mindset. I talked about that at the start of the show. They have good reasons to. They understand. If you can get out to the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo, boy, you're gonna meet people like that in spades. By the way, if you become a Financial Freedom Program member, and your entrance into that expo is included, that is free. So surround yourself with people that have that abundance mindset. Number three, create win-win situations, right? Five ways to go from scarcity to abundance mindset. Number one, focus on what you have. Number two, like we just talked about, surround yourself with people with that abundance mindset. Number three, create a win-win situation. And here again, it's simply that people, you know, you tend to think that it's a winner-takes-all situation. Somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose, right? That's a scarcity mindset. It's simply not that way. And if you apply that to real estate, a lot of people think that you got to be a shark. You got to be out there taking advantage of the little old lady and buying her house out from under her for next to nothing. Not true. It's absolutely not true. And in fact, you can counteract that scarcity mindset again by talking with other investors. Understand what a lot of successful investors do in coming up with win-win solutions. You know, a couple years ago, we helped out some folks, a family, they had inherited a house. Father had passed away 7-8 years ago. Mom had just passed away recently. You know, they were distraught. They were working through probate court, all that fun stuff. And heard about us, reached out to us, and, you know, we got in touch. Five heirs. Going in different directions. Win-win situation. We help by, first of all, kind of pulling everyone into one place, getting on the same page, getting them an offer that works, you know, good numbers for them, not bottom of the barrel, works for us as well. And on top of that, one of them was in Mexico, Cozumel, somewhere. We had to track him down, find the nearest embassy, consulate, whatever, outpost, so that they could go and get the documents notarized. That's a win-win situation. We're doing a lot of legwork. We're doing the work for you. We're helping you get this deal done and get it off your plate. Border situation. Maybe the win-win here is you go in with the offer. You say, you know what? I know you want to figure out this, what's going on with all your mounds of stuff. You don't phrase it that way, obviously, but be nice. Maybe the win-win here is being creative and saying, you know, I can do a lease back. You know, we did a lease back with a hoarder once for a full month, didn't charge them anything. We got a good price, right? That's where we essentially had our part of the pie, but we gave them their part of the pie, which was the time they needed to come out of that house feeling cleansed and as though they had done everything they could do to sort out their situation. Now, we've got one more segment coming up. Stick around. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We'll be right back.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and if you've got questions for me, you can email me at askandy@luinc.com. That's askandy@luinc.com. Whether it's questions about general stuff or the financial freedom program, let me know what's on your mind. And what's on my mind today? Well, we just got through Thanksgiving, right? A day where we should be grateful. We should be, hopefully around our family, you know. And as part of that, I wanted to do the show today on the notion of shifting, you shifting from a mindset of scarcity to a position of abundance, an abundance mindset. It's important for you if you want to become a real estate investor, because you will put limitations in front of yourself if you have that scarcity mindset. We already talked about 3 of 5 ways that you can make that shift. You don't have to do one of these. You can do some of these. You can do all of these, whatever. But number one, focus on what you have. Right, in your general life, that applies, but as it relates to real estate, what connections do you have? Who do you know? Who do you know that's maybe doing this already? Maybe a Lifestyles member. There are 50,000 of us out there. You probably know one. What about capital? What do you have? And if you're not sure, talk to somebody that can help look at your situation. Sometimes it's very helpful to have an independent person look, right? They're not bogged down with all the other stuff that's buzzing around in your head. Focus on what you have. Number two, surround yourself with people that have that abundance mentality. They will rub off on you. That's why I love going to the case studies at Lifestyles. By the way, we've got one coming up December 3rd. We've got that one I mentioned December 5th in Seattle. We've got another one on December 10th. A lot going on. A lot of opportunity. Talk about abundance right there. That's where you're going to hear from people and essentially surround yourself with the folks that have that abundance mindset. Number three, create win-win situations. Takeaway here simply is the pie is not a fixed size. It's not winner take all. If he gets a bigger piece, I get a smaller piece. It's not that way. You can make a bigger pie and you can find solutions. I gave you a few examples just of things we've done over the years to create those win-win solutions to get that deal and help the person out on the other side of the table. It's not a win-lose situation. And here again, when it comes to that win-win notion, you know, networking with successful investors and hearing their stories, how they've come up with win-win solutions, it's important. That'll help you have ideas, an abundance of ideas. Okay, moving on. Number four, incorporate gratitude into your daily life. And the author here, again, this is an article. This was in Forbes, published July of this year, 2020, Carolina Castillo, on 5 ways to shift that mindset, right? Scarcity to abundance. And number four, incorporate gratitude into your daily life. She quotes Oprah Winfrey, and I quote here as well. If you look at what you have in life, you'll always have more. If you look at what you don't have in life, you'll never have enough. It's just, again, talking about mindset. And in this case, her recommendation is practicing gratitude on a regular basis, daily, a journal, that sort of thing. For me, you know, as a real estate investor, I view it this way. You know, first of all, I mentioned the Thanksgiving tradition that we have where we sit around the table and we certainly reflect, right? But you can do that more frequently, I think is what the author is trying to say here. But as an investor, I view this as just looking back on the week. You know, today's Sunday, looking back on the course of the week, and what successes did we have? How did we move the business forward? Maybe we found that backup handyman that we've been looking for to service the southern sector, right? If you're spread out like we are, you know, guys don't go everywhere around DFW, so you're always looking for new talent, let's say. We get a lot of those off the Vendor Hub, of course, at Lifestyles Unlimited, which is part of that Financial Freedom Program membership. But we finally found that backup handyman. We're great. Check. Success, right? Or maybe you created a new relationship with with that local bank that your investor buddy keeps telling you about. You finally had that call, met that personal banker, got set up, right? Whatever it is, signed the lease, got a rent increase, made XYZ improvement at lease renewal time for your resident to keep them on board. Talk about win-win. Here's a new ceiling fan, doesn't cost me much, makes you happier, improves the property, everybody wins. But looking back on the week is a way to incorporate that, you know, that gratitude into your daily life, reflect on that essentially. And then number five, she says, train your mind to recognize the possibilities. Here again, I got to go back to the case study because you may not know what opportunity is out there. Now, once you've shifted to an abundance mindset, I will tell you, you will see a lot more opportunity out there. Just having that mindset lets you're open. Your perspective is broader. You see more options, you see more choices, you see more resources available to you. All things that I will tell you come with real estate investing. As you build your portfolio, you create more options, you create more choices, you create more resources. But from an abundance mindset perspective, right, just having that open mind, that's what we're talking about here. Just really expand your horizons. So if you're fixed with that mindset saying, I can't do it, there's just no way, and you're repeating that over and over again, you can't get to that abundance mindset. You're never going to see those other possibilities because you're so focused on the negative. We got to get you away from that. A mentor here can be a huge help. Why? They probably were where you are at right now. And look what they've done. They've gotten out of that and they've moved on down the road. Del Walmsley's been doing this for 30 years. Lifestyles Unlimited, 30 plus years. Lifestyles was founded by Del 30 years ago. This is our 30th year. So you can bet he's seen this stuff, right? The other mentors on board at Lifestyles Unlimited, they've grown. They've seen this as well. They've helped members get through that. A mentor can be a huge help. They help in three ways. They help you become empowered, right? First of all, so that you can recognize the possibilities, so that you know what's out there, so you understand and see these things. They help you become empowered. They help you become educated. You know, Lifestyles Unlimited is a education and mentoring platform. We want you to understand the nuts and the bolts of single family investing, how to hire that contractor, how to vet them, how to lease that house, how to screen the applicants properly so you don't have those headaches, so you don't become like that uncle down the line helping someone else have a scarcity mindset because you didn't do it right and you failed, right? We want you to have success. So we get you educated, single family or multifamily. And that's another thing with the Financial Freedom Program. When you join, you can go to the Financial Freedom Seminar. That's that two-day you've heard us talking about. As many times as you need, bring your spouse. Done virtually right now. So you can do it from the comfort of your home. But you're going to get that education, that nuts and bolts education around all the moving parts in single-family investing and all the moving parts in multifamily, as well as the mindset. We're going to continue to work on that mindset. We're going to continue to pull down those fears that you have. We're going to continue to move you from that scarcity mentality to one of abundance. So empowerment, education, and you're going to become inspired. That's a third pillar there of a mentoring group like Lifestyles Unlimited. You know, all these things that I've been talking about, a mentor can do for you at Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, I can't speak. There are other mentoring groups out there. Check them out. You know, I can't say anything for them, but I can say that Lifestyles has done all of these things for me. So again, five things to get you from a scarcity to an abundance mindset. Focus on what you have, number one. Number two, surround yourself with people that already have an abundance mindset. It's going to wear off. It's going to rub off, I should say, on you. Number three, create a win-win situation and understand that the pie is not limited. You can grow that pie. That legacy that I talked about at the start of the show, that's growing the pie as investors. Number four, incorporate that gratitude into your daily life on a regular basis, right? Just reflecting back. on your successes, on what you've done, on what you do have, just like you do at Thanksgiving. And finally, number five, train your mind to recognize the possibilities. And that's very easy to do when it comes to single-family investing or multifamily investing. I've mentioned this many times today. The case studies are pivotal here. At the case study, we see two separate presentations by single-family investors, what they've done recently, what that portfolio looks like that they've built, one house, maybe multiple. So you can see the numbers, get the inspiration, get the education, and get that abundance mentality and understand that there is inventory out there and you can do this, right? Same with multifamily. Then we have a presentation by a multifamily investor. So you understand the numbers, you see what they're doing, what market they're operating in, and so on. And back to some of those things that real estate investors I know are grateful for. How did real estate get them there? Well, single family or multifamily, it doesn't matter. We make money five ways. Cash flow, monthly cash flow. That's what retires us. That's why we're thankful for more time due to the cash flow. We're thankful for better health. Again, we have more time because we've bought that back with the cash flow. We have less stress due to that cash flow, that passive income that we've built. We have more time with the kids or grandkids, and as well as for travel. This all goes back to the cash flow. But we make money multiple ways. We have equity capture because we bought right and have that equity buffer from the outset. Don't lose money, right? Equity buildup, appreciation, and even forced appreciation in apartments. We're thankful here because we've been able to build a legacy and we're able to help our favorite charities and give back to the community. That's the wealth building aspect that goes alongside the cash flow. And of course, there are the tax advantages, and we're thankful to have built a legacy, and that comes into play there as well. Remember, Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or think you can't, you are right. I want to get you from that scarcity mentality to one of abundance. And I'll tell you as a final word, I'm very thankful that I found Lifestyles Unlimited 9+ years ago. That put us on the right path, helped us get out of that scarcity and into that abundance mindset. Hey, you've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. One last time, I want you to go check out financialfreedomlivestream.com to learn more about the Financial Freedom Program. financialfreedomlivestream.com, promo code SAVEBIG. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.